or snow showers possible. Overcast at times, high mid-30s. And Monday, mostly cloudy. A chance of snow showers, high 35. Keep it here to WCDO, your Tri-County Heartbeat.
Great music, informative news, and local information. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lull.
Well, good evening and welcome, everybody. It's Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO and at WCDOsports.com, live from Oxford Academy tonight for a very big MAC girls basketball contest between the Oxford Blackhawks and the visiting Green Trojans. Want to welcome everybody into the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show. Of course, Butler has the largest selection of clean, pre-owned vehicles in the area. Plus, they now have local rentals. And remember, no matter your credit situation, Butler Auto will get you financed on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Price Chopper Plaza. It's a solo mission for me tonight, folks. I do not have my normal cast of characters to be on the air with me. All my color guys were busy tonight, but that's okay. I'm going old school. I don't mind doing these games by myself, especially when I know I'm going to have a ton to talk about here tonight in this big, big matchup. Green girls come in undefeated in the league. They're undefeated overall. They come in with a record of 14-0. They're ranked in the state rankings this week. Green comes in at 11-3 overall, but here's the difference. The Green girls come in with a record of 5-0. In the division. Oxford comes in at 3-1. Oxford's one loss in the division is to Green. So Oxford is trying to keep their championship hopes alive here tonight. If they could beat Green, they might be able to have a chance to still win the division and get to the championship game. If Green wins here tonight, and again, they are undefeated, not only in the league, but overall, they would essentially clinch the Division II title in the MAC and advance to the championship game when that comes down the road. I believe the date off the top of my head is February 17th, because not only would they win the division, they would win the head-to-head tiebreaker. So even with two games left apiece for these teams, there was no way that Oxford would be able to catch them. So it's a big one here tonight, to say the least. We're going to take a break here on the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show. When we come back, we'll break this down a little bit more as the Oxford girls are hosting Green. It's a Route 12 battle tonight here on WCDO. Stay tuned.
Butler Auto Sales in Sydney continues to have the biggest selection of vehicles around.
Over 180 vehicles.
Check out these lower priced vehicles this week. A 2021 Kia Soul S, $18,975.
A 2020 Chevy Spark, $15,975.
A 2021 Toyota Corolla LE, only $19,975.
2020 Mazda CX-5 TR Touring, $24,995.
A 2019 Nissan Versa Note, $16,975.
And a 2019 Chevy Equinox LT, only $21,975.
Butler Auto will get you financed. Plans for every credit situation. Butler Auto Sales, Route 7 Riverside, Sydney. And on Delaware Avenue, Sydney, across from Price Chopper. Shop online 24-7 at ButlerAutoSales.com.
DTC, Delhi Telephone Company, is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. We wish our local teams great success this season, and we remind moms and dads that DTC offers dedicated high-speed internet service to many towns in Delaware County and is continuing to expand our services throughout the county. DTC also provides quality digital cable TV programming, reliable phone service, and home security systems. For more information on DTC, high-speed fiber optic internet, and our other services, visit DelhiTel.com or call 746-1500. DTC of Delhi is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Again, Nate Lull with you tonight on the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show. Butler has the largest selection of clean, pre-owned vehicles in the area, plus they have local rentals. So, these two teams did meet earlier in the year down the road at Green. It was a four-point game late in the fourth quarter, and then Green was able to pull away. This Green Trojans team, again, coming in undefeated, they just continue to find ways to win games. For instance, Green was on the road at Walton last week. They trailed by 19 at the half. And for all intents and purposes, I thought, wow, you know, this is going to be Green's first loss. And somehow they went into the locker room, came out in the second half, and found a way to grind it out and to get back into that game and win. So this Green team, they've been in tough situations multiple times this year, and they have always found a way to win. The same can be said for this Oxford team. They have a couple of losses, but they have played a battle-tested schedule, and they had a huge win, a one-point win here on their home floor against Unitego just last week, and Madeline Barrows went bonkers with 27 points that night. So I think the difference tonight here could be Oxford has Madeline Barrows. She's arguably maybe this year's MAC MVP. We'll see how the voting goes later in the year, but she has a Division II scholarship. She'll be heading off to play college basketball next year. She's the X factor. If she can have one of those nights where she scores 20, 25 points, has 10 to 12 rebounds, you know, six assists, six steals, that's going to be very tough. So how will Green attack her defensively? And is Maddie having a good shooting night or not? You know, that's all going to play into it here tonight. And she has a great cast of characters around her that have really been stepping up lately. Ella Kelsey, also a senior guard, has been tremendous this year for Oxford. And I've also really been impressed with Naomi Smith and Kayla Kelsey-Jones, two guards that do not get enough credit for the Oxford girls. They are constantly getting 7, 8 rebounds a game, you know, 4 or 5 assists, 4 or 5 steals. So they're kind of the unsung heroes for this Oxford team. Green, of course, led by their leader, Peyton Yonner. She's a senior, but great balance for the Green girls as well. But, you know, Peyton has really been the leader of this Green girls team for longtime head coach Dave Gorton. So it's going to be an interesting battle here tonight, and we're going to get set for tip-off here in just a couple of minutes. We'll pause for the national anthem, and we'll be back here on WCDL. Green and Oxford tonight here on CDL.
Your friends at Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street, Bainbridge, proudly support local high school sports and wish all local teams the best of luck this season. Jerry's Inn is now open Tuesday through Sunday for lunch and dinner with an additional specialty menu on Sundays. Jerry's Inn is a great place for family dining and to check out the local high school sports wall of fame. Come and enjoy that iconic Jerry's atmosphere with a delicious, diverse menu. Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street, Bainbridge. We look forward to serving you soon.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. And for the winter season, we're stocked with stove pipe and duct work, heat tape and window plastics, weather stripping and furnace filters, snow shovels, ice melters, roof rakes, and snow brooms for your car, as well as work and winter gloves, hand warmers, and an assortment of Nebo lights and flashlights. And it's never too cold to paint inside. We have quality Valspar paint in every color imaginable, plus nails and screws by the pound. We've got everything to get you set for winter at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Now get ice fishing supplies, including rod and reel combos, tip-ups, seat buckets, and a variety of jigs and power bait at Barnard's Hometown Hardware in Bainbridge.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Share the wealth and benefits of being a Shindello Federal Credit Union member. All students enrolled in school in Chenango, Delaware, and Otsego counties, as well as homeschool students and their family members can join, plus all school employees and family members. At Shindello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, dividend rates are higher and loan rates are lower. And speaking of loan rates, one size fits all. That means that the same rates are given to all of our members. Find out if you can become a member of Shindello Federal Credit Union. Go to shindello.org. or stop in to speak with our friendly staff at 114 Main Street in Franklin.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. If you've been to the Oxford Gym, you know they have the seating on the one side, and it is pretty packed over there. This is one of the bigger gyms in the league. And let me tell you, they just did a building project here. They redid the floor, all the mats around the outside of the gym are new. The floor looks great. It's that really nice, kind of a cherry red, I would say. And you can hear the starting lineups here are getting a big round of applause. But my point with that is, the floor looks great. The new mats look great. The banners in here are always top-notch. This is a really nice-looking gym if you ever get to come over and watch a game here. All right, Oxford and Green girls tonight. Here's the starting lineup. First for the Green girls and longtime head coach Dave Gorton. They're going to start with senior number 3, Emma Rice. Sophomore number 5, Claire Flanagan. Senior number 11, Cassie Butler. Sophomore number 15, Abby Yonner. And senior number 22, Peyton Yonner. On the other side for Chris Palmer and his Oxford girls, they will start with senior number 1, Naomi Smith, senior number 2, Kayla Kelsey Jones, senior number 3, Madeline Barrows, senior number 10, Ella Kelsey, and a sophomore number 30, Kagan Van Warren. So we're set to go. Green is in at the road green uniforms with the white trim. Says green in white lettering across the front of the uniform there. Oxford is in the home whites with the black and the red trim. Says Oxford in red lettering across the front of the uniform top there. So we are all set to go. Student section in very bright neon colors here tonight. They have a couple of the big fat heads as well as looks like Coach Palmer's head is floating around over there throughout the stands. And we are all set to go here. A huge MAC division matchup here tonight. The ball is up and we're underway. No, we're going to come back and do it again. Okay. I was going to say, that ball went straight up in the air. Both teams jumped for it and kind of missed, and it fell back down. Thought they were going to let them go for a minute, but we'll redo it again. Green is going to be going right to left, and Oxford left to right, and the Blackhawks will win the opening tip. And here is Madeline Barrows. And to the right side for Ella Kelsey. Chance of defense. Kelsey gets tied up, tries to float a pass to the far side, and it rolls out of bounds and going to go to Green. Looks like a little 2-3, very active 2-3 zone there that Green came out in. And so Peyton Yonner will have the ball in her hands, closely guarded by Ella Kelsey. That'll be an interesting matchup tonight. Peyton says, I'll take it right to the rim and score. So Peyton Yonner off to a quick start, and the Green girls lead 2-0 on the road here against Oxford. And good crowds from both towns. I mean, Green's only right down the road, so this is an excellent turnout for both sides. A foul going to be on the Blackhawks. Or no, on Green, excuse me, on Claire Flanagan, her first. And the team's first with 7.5 to go in the first quarter. Oxford with the basketball, again going left to right. And they'll pass one inside. Naomi Smith with the bucket. Got it on that right low block and then went to work. But tied at 2 apiece with 7:15 to go in the first quarter. And Yonner across midcourt into the corner. A three ball here is off the front of the rim. Both teams wrestling for the rebound, and it's brought down here by Kayla Kelsey-Jones. Outlet pass to Madeline Barrows. Behind the back dribble to the top of the key. Floats one for Ella Kelsey. Pump fake. Kelsey to the interior. Tries to pass one across. Tipped by the Green defense and will stay here with Oxford. Just a minute gone here between the Blackhawks and the Trojans. Getting ready for the inbounds pass, which will be actually on the far sideline on that left wing side as Oxford goes left to right. They get it into Madeline Barrows. Three ball from deep. This one off the back of the rim. Rebound is scooped up here by Green's Emma Rice. Rice is playing actually with a wrist guard on here tonight. As Green throws it away, Yonner was trying to pass to the interior. So we'll hope that Emma Rice, very good athlete, is okay. Appears to be fine, but again, playing with a pretty heavy-looking wrist guard. Cuffing it out for the Green Trojan. Here is Ella Kelsey into the paint. Her jumper rolls off the back of the rim. Rebound for Oxford. And Mikayla Kelsey-Jones to the top of the key, finding Barrows to the interior for Kelsey on the right low block. Back to the top of the key. Kelsey-Jones to the wide open Madeline Barrows. Straight away three, hit the rim twice, wouldn't go down. Rebound Butler. Stolen, though. Oxford gets it back. Inside for Barrows, and she scores. Madeline Barrows off that steal by Kayla Kelsey-Jones gives Oxford a 4-2 lead. 5:55 to go, first quarter. A pass down low for Green. Yonner tried to go to Claire Flanagan, off her hands and out of bounds. And Green looks a little rushed here in the early going. 5:55 to go, first quarter. 4-2 the score. Oxford girls on top. Barrows down low for Kayla Kelsey-Jones, and her layup is good. Kayla Kelsey-Jones sneaks behind the defense, and Oxford leads 6-2 over Green now. 5.5 to go, first quarter. Peyton Yonner to the rim, and she scores. Green has 4 points, all by Peyton Yonner, and both on takes where she just took it to the teeth of the defense and scored. Backdoor pass for Ella Kelsey, knocked out by Cassie Butler. And it's going to stay with the Oxford Blackhawks. Another thing I'll probably talk about it more at halftime is that Oxford is in Class D this year, and they are going to be a really tough matchup in the Section 4 tournament in a couple of weeks for any of our local D schools. Nice pass on the inbound. Madeline Barrows tipped it over to Kayla Kelsey-Jones, and she finishes. Makes it 8-4 with 5:15 to go in the first quarter. Yonner at the top of the key, into the paint, dishes one off, and now down low. Peyton Yonner on the left low block for Wright. Back to Peyton Yonner at the top of the key. 10 on the shot clock. They force it inside. Cassie Butler, her shot is no good, but she fouled. And Cassie Butler will head to the line with exactly 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. 8-4 the score. And this will be Cassie Butler to the line. The senior misses her first shot, and the second one coming. I'm very impressed with the passing so far on offense by Oxford. Really making that extra pass, and they've gotten a couple of the wide-open layups out of it. Second shot for Butler, in and out. Rebound for Madeline Barrow, and she's up for the races. Madeline to the left side, splits the teeth of the defense, blocked out of bounds by Abby Yonner. Good defense by the sophomore for Green, and she slapped it away. Man Warren will come out, and Ava Benjamin will check in now for the Oxford Blackhawks. 4:50 to go, first quarter. Oxford will look to get it in. They do. Kayla Kelsey-Jones pump fakes on a three. Takes it to the interior, blocked by Abby Yonner. Green will come away with it down the floor. Peyton Yonner, right side, to the interior for her sister Abby. Little sky hook there, won't go down. Rebound for Cassie Butler. And she wants to pull it back out and reset the offense with 4.5 to go in the first quarter. Peyton will walk up to the top of the key. Dishes one into the right corner now. They tried a little give and go, and it's knocked away. Abby Yonner was cutting to the low block, but Oxford on defense is able to steal. Madeline Barrows pull up three in transition, left it short. Rebound underneath by Peyton Yonner. She did a great job to track that down. Peyton in transition has it poked away from behind by Naomi Smith. Both teams with excellent hustle and defense so far tonight. 4 minutes to go, first quarter. 8-4 the score. Oxford girls leading the Green Trojans, who are undefeated coming into tonight's game. Ella Kelsey down low, misses the right-handed layup, but she fouls. And Ella will head to the line. I've seen Oxford probably three or four times this year. And I immediately noticed how good Ella Kelsey has gotten this year. She's a senior. From what I know, she's not looking to play college ball or anything next year, making the most of her senior year. She hit the first foul shot. But Ella has just been the Robin to Maddie Barrows being Batman for this Oxford team. I mean, it's a great 1-2 combo. Second shot there for Ella Kelsey is no good. Rebound out of bounds, going to stay with Oxford. With 3:45 to go in the first quarter. Another chance for the Blackhawks. A 9-4 score, Oxford leading Green. Blackhawks will look to get it in, and they do to Barrows in the left corner. Barrows now to the top of the key, finding Ella Kelsey. A three ball, just a little short. Off the front of the rim, rebound, back out Barrows. Second chance opportunity, too strong this time. Rebound underneath, rolls out of bounds and going back to Green after both teams were wrestling and scrambling for it. with 3.5 to go in the first quarter and a 9-4 score with the Green Trojans trailing the Oxford Blackhawks. Across the Blackhawks logo at midcourt, stolen by Ella Kelsey. Tip the pass. And ahead now, a breakaway layup here for Oxford is good by Abby Denz, who just checked into the ball game a minute ago. And it's 11-4. Oxford girls leading Green. Right side of the floor for the Trojans. Out to Emma Wright to the interior for Butler. Swings it far side. Back to Wright at the foul line. Dishing one off for Callie Knapp, who just checked in. Back to Butler. Her shot's blocked. And a rebound by Madeline Barrows. Barrows in the backcourt. Ahead for Ella Kelsey. Somehow kept that ball in. Finds Naomi Smith. Her layup won't go. Second chance for Denz, and she's fouled. Great rebound on the weak side by Abby Denz to pick up that miss there by Naomi Smith. And she's able to go to the line. And Oxford just showing a lot of scrappy hustle here in the early going. 2:45 to go in the first. 11-4 is our score. And heading to the line will be Abby Denz, who has played very well since checking in about 2 minutes ago. Hits the first shot at the line. Boy, this crowd is loving it. 12-4, the score. Oxford girls on top. Second shot for Denz. Left it short. Rebound for Green. Lila Byfield got that rebound. And here is Peyton Yonner back down the floor. Green Trojans going right to left. Pass to the interior for Abby Yonner. Lost control of it. Now we'll pull it back out. Intercepted. Great defense again by Oxford. Here's Denz in transition. Hits it. Abby Denz with 5 points. Timeout Green. 2:21 to go first quarter. It's Oxford 14 and Green 4. What a start here tonight at Oxford Academy. We'll be back on WCDO.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists. Twin Valley is located on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood, a division of Quality Hardwoods.
What are you doing about snow tires this year? The friendly, experienced staff at Sydney Tire invites you to stop in for a free tire evaluation. Check out their sale price on studdable and studless traction snow tires, as well as aggressive all-season tires. So get ready for the tough winter driving season. Stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
What a start here tonight for the Oxford girls, leading undefeated Green 14-4 with 2:20 to go in the first quarter. I'm Nate Lull. Glad to have you along. Again, live from Oxford Academy tonight for a MAC girls basketball showdown. Green with the ball, trying to cut into this lead and see if they can chip it down a little bit before the end of the first quarter. Another steal by Ella Kelsey. Doing a great job. Ahead now for Maddie Barrows on the left side. And it hasn't all just been Maddie Barrows tonight. It has been a great collection of points and effort from all the players, including Abby Denz. 7 points for Denz since getting subbed in. And she hits a jumper from the left side to make it 16-4. Oxford girls leading undefeated Green with 1:40 to go in the first quarter. Peyton Yonner straightaway three. No, it hit the back of the rim and it went up and hit the wire that comes down from the ceiling. So that's out of bounds. The Oxford student section is loving this as the Blackhawks have the ball at the top of the key. They go to Barrows. Right side three, left it short, out of bounds, going to stay with the Blackhawks as it went off the rebounding hands there of Josie Dutcher. 1:23 to go, first quarter. Thanks for joining us tonight as well on WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is brought to you by SFCU, as well as our game audio archive, where you can go back and listen to all of these games. Maddie Barrows with the ball in the paint, dishing one over, and a pull-up jumper is no good. Ball out of bounds, going to stay with the Blackhawks. As that ball hit the rim and then bounced right off of another Green player. and went out of bounds with a minute 10 to go in the first quarter. Oxford with the ball. And they'll go to Ella Kelsey at the top of the key. Kelsey to the left elbow. Pulls it down. Now they try to force one inside for Barrows. Kind of bounced around. Barrows gets it back in the paint. Turnaround shot here for Madeline is good. And they just can't miss right now. They're getting good looks and second chance opportunities. Barrows has four, but it's Oxford on top 18-4. Chance of defense from the student section. Green trying to weather the storm, and they'll turn it over. A double dribble. We said during our Butler Auto pregame show, Green has had this happen one other time. They were down 19 on the road at Walton last week, and they came back to win that game. So you can never count the Trojans out, but what a start here tonight for Oxford. Here is Barrows to the top of the key. Barrows to the left side, down low, Ella Kelsey, and she finishes. Ella Kelsey now with 3 points. And it's 20-4, Oxford on top with 25 seconds to go first quarter. The biggest Green could get a bucket here. They'll reverse one to the far side for Peyton Yonner. And to the far side, a pull-up jumper is good. First bucket in a long time, Molly Cornell gets that one to go. They go to Ella Kelsey. 5 seconds left. Kelsey to the right side. Her pull-up jumper is good. She hits the three at the buzzer. Ella Kelsey, the bank is open late tonight at Oxford. And at the end of the first quarter, it's the Oxford girls on top by a score of 23-6 over Green. We'll be right back with the second quarter on WCDO.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
So the Oxford girls catch fire and take a 23-6 lead over Green after the opening frame. Balanced scoring for a very impressive Oxford Academy squad here so far tonight. Still a lot of basketball left to be played as Green, going right to left, will have the ball to start the second quarter, but they immediately give it away with a traveling violation. Everything is going right for Oxford, and on the opposite, the flip side of that, everything seems to be going wrong for Green here tonight. You just never know in the game of basketball. And so early second quarter, Oxford girls in control, trying to knock off undefeated Green. Wouldn't this shake up the standings? Turnaround shot here for Maddie Barrows is no good. And a rebound for Peyton Yonner. Can Green get a run here in the second quarter and try to slice into this Blackhawks lead? We will see. Time will tell. Green with the ball. And they go to the far side, looking for Callie Knapp. Back to Peyton Yonner. Left side dribble drive. Pass to the interior, kicked off of the leg of Maddie Barrows. Will stay with the Trojans, 12 on the shot clock. Here early in the second quarter with the Oxford girls leading 23-6 over Green. We said coming in, this Oxford team has been red hot lately. They really have been playing some good basketball, including knocking off Unitego last week. And now I see why. If they play like this, they can hang with anybody in the league at any time. Green girls on the inbounds. We'll work it to Peyton Yonner. Steps in for a three. Left side. Got it. Peyton Yonner says, I am not going quietly here tonight. She has 7 points for Green. Makes it 23-9. As I said, a lot of basketball left to be played. Oxford with the ball. They go left side. Kayla Kelsey-Jones floats one to Ella Kelsey on the far side. To the interior for Maddie Barrow. Steps through. Good up and under. Missed the shot. Rebound bounces out to Ella Kelsey. Dribble drive of her own. That's off the mark. What a rebound by Naomi Smith. Oxford getting two or three chances each possession. Another shot here for Ella Kelsey from the left elbow is also a little short. and the rebound for Green. Yonner across midcourt. Floats one for Callie Knapp to the interior for Butler. She swarmed and lost control of it, and we got a reach-in foul on Green. Yeah, foul's going to be on Claire Flanagan for a reach-in on that loose ball. Emma Rice back into the game, replacing Callie Knapp. And so with 6.5 to go in the second quarter, a 23-9 lead for the Oxford girls over Green tonight here at Oxford Academy. Blackhawks with the ball, intercepted on the interior by Josie Dutcher. Into the safe hands of Peyton Yonner. Yonner into the offensive end for the Green Trojans. Picks up her dribble in a tough spot, but gets it off to Claire Flanagan, right side. Now to Butler at the high post. Steps through, up and under, and she fouls. And Butler's going to go to the line with 6:10 to go in the second quarter, with Green trailing 23-9. Foul's going to be on Naomi Smith, her first, team's first, of the second quarter. So Butler will settle in, and her first shot is good for Cassie Butler. Stay tuned during our halftime break for the Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Give you our scoring summary from the first half. As the second shot is up and good for Butler. Makes it 23-11 with 6:10 to go in the second quarter. Green slowly trying to chip away at this lead. And Oxford will bring it down the floor with Maddie Barrows on the left side. As Oxford in the home whites with the red and black trim tonight go left to right. Barrows with a deep, deep three, and that's off the mark. Going to go out of bounds and back to the Green Trojans. See if Barrows can shake that one off. I mean, that was NBA range there for Madeline. Just wouldn't go. 5:55 to go, second quarter. Oxford girls on top of Green, 23-11. I'm Nate Lull, glad to have you along. As here is Emma Rice. A long two, no, rebound for, guess who, Madeline Barrows. Head of the ball stripped from behind, though. It's loose at midcourt, and we're going to have a traveling violation on Green. As that was Josie Dutcher whistled for the travel. She's trying to argue that she was pushed over during that scrum, and that brought up the travel. But Zebra Crew says it's going to stay with the Oxford Blackhawks. And here is Barrows, a pull-up jumper. Again, no. Kayla Kelsey-Jones, the rebound, stripped. Out of bounds, going back to Green. And the Trojans are doing a much better job rebounding here in the second quarter, which is allowing them to cut down on those Oxford second and third chance opportunities. Yonner straight away to the right side now for Callie Knapp. They go to the interior for Butler. Floats one back to the left side for Peyton Yonner in front of the Oxford bench. Back to Callie Knapp. Jumper, hit the rim twice, wouldn't go. Rebound to the Oxford Blackhawks. Naomi Smith doing the work underneath. And back down the floor is Madeline Barrows as Oxford goes left to right. They pass to the right wing side. Now back straight away for Naomi Smith. Smith finding Josie Finch here to the near side. Back to Ella Kelsey. Her jumper off the front of the rim. No good. Green with a rebound. And Oxford's kind of gone cold. They have not scored here in the first 3.5 minutes of the second quarter. It's almost like we flipped the script a little bit. Green to the interior. And a pull-up jumper won't go down. The rebound is loose on the floor. Both teams again fighting for it, and we'll have a jump ball. The arrow is going to give it to Oxford. Green has been given an opportunity to get back in this game. They've sort of taken advantage. They have chipped it away, but they still trailed the Oxford girls 23-11 with 4.5 minutes to go in the second quarter. Oxford with the basketball going left to right. Here is Ella Kelsey, top of the key. Bounce pass to the left corner now for Madeline Barrows. Dribbles back to the top of the arc and to the left side. Interior shot is blocked, but a foul. And Maddie Barrows is going to go to the line. Scoring summary so far, 7 points for Abby Denz. That's the team high so far for the Oxford girls. Ella Kelsey has 6. Peyton Yonner with 7 to lead Green on the other side. Lila Beifelt is back in for Green. First shot at the line for Barrows. Won't go. So she continues to struggle a little bit here in this second quarter. And there we go. Barrows gets the second one. She has 5. And that pushes the Oxford lead to 24-11 with 4:10 to go in the second quarter. Peyton Yonner across midcourt. Green setting up, going right to left. Liefeld on the right wing side. Tries to put it right in the breadbasket there of Butler. Lost it, but Rice is there to clean up the loose change. 10 on the shot clock. Green playing great defense here in the man-to-man. And a good take by Green, and they finish. Nice job there by Callie Knapp. On that left-handed layup, makes it 24-13 with 3:40 to go in the second quarter. Oxford with the ball. Ella Kelsey left side. They'll reverse it into the corner now. Back to the right. Madeline Barrows, a three ball. Yes, the bank is open again. Late tonight here in Oxford. Barrows now with eight, makes it 27-13. And you can see Green deflate a little bit after she hit that. Can they bounce back? Again, 27-13 the score. First basket of the second quarter there for the Oxford Blackhawks. They went almost 4 minutes without a basket. Green at the top of the key for Peyton Yonner. Reversing into the corner for Butler. Two on the shot clock. They're going to have to float one up. They almost hit a three from pretty deep there with Callie Knapp, but it's off the mark and out of bounds and going back to Oxford. They played great defense throughout that stretch. 2:55 to go in the second quarter. And Oxford will bring it down the floor with Ella Kelsey as the Blackhawks are in control, 27-13, late in the second quarter. Kelsey to the top of the key. Little running floater is off the mark, out of bounds, going back to Green. Again, a big welcome to all our listeners on the radio as well as WCDOsports.com. We're glad to have you along for this battle between the Trojans and the Blackhawks here tonight at Oxford Academy. Here is Peyton Yonner at the top of the key. No, we got a foul underneath. Going to be on Butler for a push-off underneath as it was getting kind of physical down there. Chance of you can't do that from the student section here at OA. 2.5 to go in the second quarter. 27-13, still our score. Oxford girls leading Green. Ella Kelsey, the runner in the paint, in and out. And a rebound for Butler for the Green Trojans. That shot looked good, but the basketball god said no. Yonner at the top of the key. Peyton with a little dribble drive to the left side, a little up and under. Can't get it to go. Rebound for Oxford. Kayla Kelsey-Jones has been great on the interior for the Blackhawks. Oxford with the basketball, and a steal now by Butler at the top of the key. Read that pass beautifully and stole it away. Yonner with a nice little crossover, steps through and lost it at the last second. She was looking for a foul but won't get it. Ball will stay with Green with a minute 55 to go in the second quarter. We'll have our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report coming up in just a few minutes. I want to stay tuned for that. And Green will look to get it in, but again, a call underneath. Want to see what this is officially for. A block underneath on the inbounds play there by the Green Trojans for Lila Beifeld. Her first, team's fourth. And the Trojans just cannot seem to catch a break right now. Trailing 27-13. Coach Gorton trying to get his team fired up, and now a traveling violation. Maybe that's the break they need. If you're Green, if you could chip this back to 10 before the halftime break, I think that could be a big thing for momentum going into the half. Say, okay, we're only down 10. One of the most dangerous leads in basketball. I feel like a 10-point lead can just evaporate at any time. A three here for Green from the right side is no good. And guess who? Madeline Barrows there to Windex the glass. Blackhawks down the floor. They lose it out of bounds, but it will stay with Oxford. Only 4 points here in the second quarter so far for Oxford after they put up 23 points in the first quarter and led 23-6. Our score currently 27-13 in favor of Oxford over Green. Pass to the interior for Man Warren. Tiptoeing along the sideline. Kicks one back out for Maddie Barrows from downtown, and she nails it. A dagger from Barrows in the left corner. Makes it 30-13. With a minute 10 to go in the second quarter. Green takes a three in the right corner. With Callie Knapp, it's no good. And back down the floor for Oxford. They'll take it to the interior. A shot here for Denz is no good. 50 seconds to go, second quarter. And here is Peyton Yonner, steps through, and her shot is off the mark and no good. We're going to take a quick break with 45 seconds to go in the second quarter. It's 30-13, Oxford on top of Green on CDO.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' world's best banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Hey, welcome back. 33-15 is our score with 6 seconds to go in the second quarter. As had to take a quick little break there, but in the meantime, Yonner hit two foul shots, and then Ella Kelsey hit a three for Oxford. And now Maddie Barrows, who was fouled coming down the floor, will head to the line. And Barrows gets the first one to go. She has 12. And Oxford now has kind of caught fire again. So another one coming for Barrows, and she hits it. Barrows with 13. Makes it 35-15. Yonner, a half-court heave, no good. And our halftime score is Oxford, 35-15 here at a MAC Girls Showdown. And the Blackhawks have the undefeated Green Trojans on the ropes. We're going to take a break. We'll be back for our halftime report in just a few minutes here on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
.com.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Halftime here in Oxford, and it's the Oxford girls leading Green 35-15. Nate Lull with you on WCDO, and a big welcome to all our listeners on WCDOsports.com as well. Our web stream is brought to you by SFCU. And a great battle here tonight, and we should have another one tomorrow night. We'll be back on the radio for some Friday night hoops. As we will be back in Unitego, as it's the Unitego-Franklin boys hosting Deposit Hancock. That game will be at 7 o'clock tomorrow night, again, live from the U. And we'll have our Butler Auto tip-off show at about 6:45, maybe 6:50, tomorrow night for that MAC boys contest. Again, as the DH Eagles will take on Unitego-Franklin. And we're going to have an exciting next couple of weeks here on WCDO as the league championship and playoff games will be coming up for the various leagues that we cover, the MAC, the Tri-Valley, the Delaware League. Some of our stack teams are really starting to heat up. Center State Conference, where we cover the Cooperstown teams and Sherburne-Earlville. So we'll have all of that for you. And if you're looking for current league standings right now, one of the nice features that we offer here at WCDO is my website, natelull.com. You can go there and read local articles. You can get scores every night and standings. So if you're looking for standings for our various boys and girls teams, it's all right there at natelull.com. And a shameless plug for my intern, GMU athletic standout Hannah Bonskowski. She just wrote a really nice article about sportsmanship. So just go to natelull.com and click on articles, and you'll be able to read that there. A really nice, well-done article by Hannah Bonskowski of GMU. All right, we're going to get set for the third quarter. We'll be right back here to Oxford as our score is Oxford 35, Green 15 at the break on WCDO.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Moms and dads, remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. That's 895-7584 for JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Man, welcome back. We start the second half. A pass to the interior for Green, and immediately Abby Yonner is fouled, and she will go to the line. So we start the third quarter with our score, the Oxford girls 35 and Green 15. In a key division matchup here tonight between the Trojans and the Oxford Blackhawks, as Yonner's first shot at the line will not go. Again, Green comes in undefeated not only in the league, but overall. They are 14-0, and Oxford is swinging for the fences here tonight to try to knock them off. Abby Yonner's second shot is up and good. So Abby's first points of the night make it 35-16. As we have Oxford bringing the ball down the floor with Madeline Barrows going right to left. Ella Kelsey into the corner for Manwaren. Manwaren back up top for Kelsey Jones. She takes it to the interior. Steps through, gets tied up, traveling violation. Back to Green. Still a lot of time left in this basketball game. So if you're a Green fan, I don't think you panic quite yet. Your eyes are probably as wide as saucers at that halftime score. But we do know that Green several times this year has come from behind to win basketball games. So we'll see if they could do it here. Here is Yonner at the foul line. Tries to go down low. Payton to Abby. She puts it up, missed it, and the rebound goes long to Ella Kelsey of Oxford. Ella down the right side. Stops and pops from 10 feet out. Missed it. Out of bounds, going back to Green. If you're the Trojans, you have to take advantage of these little moments where Oxford maybe goes cold for a minute or two, and you try to chip away at it a little bit, and maybe throw some different things on defense at them. We'll see what Coach Gorton drew up at halftime to try to change the mojo of this game. Here is Peyton Yonner, steps through the defense and scores. Peyton's into double figures with 11, and now for Green, makes it 35-18. Again, with 6:45 to go in the third quarter. I'm Nate Lull, sports director for WCDO. Glad to have you along, as Oxford just threw it away again. Threw it out of bounds, and it's going back to the Trojans. So they have a little momentum here at the moment. Peyton Yonner in the backcourt will bring it down now for Green. Of course, Yonner, the all-state softball player from this Green Trojans girls program that went to the state finals last year and just narrowly missed a state championship on the softball field. Pull-up jumper for Butler is off the mark. Way too strong. And a rebound for Kelsey Jones, and then a jump ball going back to the Blackhawks. This group of Green athletes, very, very good. Of course, made it to state this year in field hockey. Of course, softball last year. Same for the Oxford girls. They won the MAC championship in volleyball this fall. It's a lot of the same girls that play all the sports. And what a fun rivalry with these two towns being separated by what? 8 or 9 miles, if that. So Madeline Barrows over to Kelsey straight away. Good. For three, Ella Kelsey from the top of the key. She's having a monster game tonight. 12 points for the senior. And it's 38-18. Peyton Yonner into the teeth of the defense. Got the shot off. Could not score, but is fouled and will head to the line. With 5:50 to go in the third, Oxford 38 and Green 18. Checking back in will be Ava Benjamin, coming in for Kayla Kelsey-Jones. And this will be Peyton Yonner to the line. Peyton's first shot is good. And Peyton Yonner now with 12 points. And she's rock solid, as always, for this Trojans team. Second shot, no. And ball out of bounds. And it's going to stay with Green. With 5:47 to go in the third. 38-19. Oxford girls trying to pull off a stunner here tonight against the Green Trojans. Pass to the interior. Gets in there for Emma Rice. Now out for Peyton Yonner. Back into the defense. Her floater is in and out. Rebound is picked up by Abby Yonner. Jump ball. We'll keep it with the Trojans. Green getting looks. But the iron has been unkind the last couple of minutes here. Again, with 5:40 to go in the third, it's 38-18. Green with the basketball, top of the key, tipped away. Ella Kelsey with another steal. She's been tremendous on both ends of the floor tonight for the Oxford Blackhawks. There is Madeline Barrows on the right side. Barrows flips one on a backdoor cut to Man Warren. Works one back out. Ella Kelsey downtown, no. Rebound Cassie Butler of Green. Outlet pass to Peyton Yonner across the Blackhawks logo at midcourt. Yonner into the paint. The floater is good. And Peyton's just kind of saying, I'm taking over this game to try to get us back into it. Makes it 38-21. Again, if you're Green, if you could get this back down to 10 before the fourth quarter, it could be manageable. But Oxford has just been all gas, no breaks. Foul here by the Trojans on Claire Flanagan. It's going to be her third, team's first of the third quarter. So Flanagan comes to the bench for protection. Callie Knapp back in for head coach Dave Gorton. Oxford will look to get the ball in. They go to Madeline Barrows in the left corner. Spot up three, too strong. And somehow, pulling down the rebound underneath was Ava Benjamin, and she kisses it off the glass, and it's good. 40-21. Oxford girls on top of Green tonight here at Oxford Academy. Chance of defense from the student section. It's a packed house here tonight as well. And another steal by, guess who, Ella Kelsey, and then she fouled. Ella Kelsey has been the pickpocket thief here tonight for the Blackhawks. With 4:40 to go in the third, timeout's going to be taken by the Trojans with our score Oxford 40 and the Green Girls 21. We'll be right back on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
4:40 to go in the third quarter. Nate Law with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream, free audio tonight, brought to you by SFCU. Jim Tomeo is our in-game producer back in our Sydney Main Street studio. Oxford with the basketball going right to left. They lead the Green Girls 40-21. And a pass down low for Oxford. A shot is no good. Rebound for Peyton Yonner. Green Girls are 14-0, and they're in trouble. Maybe going to have their first loss of the season here tonight. Still trying and fighting hard to get back into this game as Peyton Yonner is fouled as she brought it down the right side of the floor. And Yonner has that look on her face as she goes to the line, kind of like, oh, I might have gotten away with one there. She maybe was a tad bit out of control, but Zebra Crew was able to bail her out. Yonner with a rare foul shot missed at the line. And so the second one is coming here with 4:18 to go in the third. Peyton's second shot also no good. Her sister gets the rebound. Abby Yonner back out to Peyton. Floats one to the far side through the hands of Callie Knapp and out of bounds. And that'll keep a coach up at night as Coach Gorton puts his hand on his forehead there. You just know sometimes it's not my night. The basketball gods are testing Coach Gorton here, I would say. Ella Kelsey, three ball, right side, splash. Ella Kelsey, tremendous. 15 points for her. Makes it 43-21. I said in our Butler Auto pregame show that Ella has just been lights out lately, and it's been a great night for her. A three for Butler will not go, and a rebound for Oxford. And they're making another little run at it here. Madeline Barrows into the paint, steps through, and the layup is good for Maddie Barrows. She has 15, and Ella Kelsey has 15. And Oxford leads 45-21. Green going left to right. They go to Peyton Yonner at the top of the key. It's a 2-3 zone now for Oxford. They're playing with the top two pretty far up, trying to push Yonner to the outside, cut down some of that dribble drive. Top of the key now for the Trojans. They go to the interior for Lila Beifeld. Her jumper off the side of the rim won't go. Out of bounds, going to stay with the Trojans. Coming up on 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Only 1 second left on the shot clock here. I did not notice that. I'm not sure if anybody else does either. Let's see. 1 second left on the shot clock. They're going to have to just catch it and shoot if they can. And they do get it off in time. And the jumper won't go. Hit the rim twice for Molly Cornell. Foul on the rebound on the Trojans as Mandy Barrows tried to shoot right out of there. Again, 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. On courtside here tonight at Oxford Academy, they redid the floor here in the gym. It's already one of the nicest gyms in the MAC. But the new colors look very, very good here. They put new mats around the walls. That red, that cherry red color really, really pops. Looks good here. Oxford with the basketball, going it right to left. To the top of the key now for Ella Kelsey. Into the corner, Madeline Barrows pulls the trigger on a three and hits it. Madeline Barrows with 18. She'll be heading off to Shepherd University next year. It's a Division II school in West Virginia. You can see why they want her. She has 18, 48-21, and Oxford just can't miss at the moment. Trojans with the ball. They go left side. Molly Cornell floats one. Top of the key. Here for Callie Knapp. Stripped by Abby Denz. Then she lost it back to Peyton Yonner. Yonner will come across midcourt. Top of the key. Right back to Knapp. Pump fakes. Feeds one back to Yonner. To the interior. A little up and under for Peyton. Won't go down. And a rebound for Oxford. And an outlet pass, and down they go. Pass to the interior, off the hands of Ella Kelsey, who was in full sprint. Tried to track that down like a wide receiver, but it was a little too far in front. Minute 55 to go in this third quarter. It's 48-21. And another steal, this time by Abby Denz. She's off to the races and misses the breakaway layup as it rolled off the front of the rim, and a rebound by Green, and then another steal by Denz. Finds Ella Kelsey. That was a hot potato there for a minute. Denz to the interior, lost it again, and the hot potato continues. And now we'll have a jump ball. Going to stay with Oxford. With a minute 37 to go in the third. Naomi Smith will check back into the game. Ava Benjamin to the bench. And what I'm noticing here tonight is this Oxford bench can go three or four deep and really not have any drop-off here tonight. The bench has been outstanding. Barrows into the corner for Kelsey Jones. Three. No, hit the rim twice. Rebound Denz. Back out. Ella Kelsey. Three-point line. Lost it. And a steal by Peyton Yonner. Yonner quickly down the floor. Takes it to the rim and scores. Peyton Yonner with 16. Just 16 of their 23. She's been great here tonight, as always. One of the best all-around athletes in the area, Peyton Yonner of Green. 105 to go in the third. It is Oxford 48 and Green 23. Blackhawks are in control with a minute to go in the third. And another steal by Yonner. Off to the races again. Peyton will take it in. Misses the layup, but she's fouled by Maddie Barrows, who was running back on defense. With 53 seconds to go in this third quarter. Chance of you can't do that from the Green student section. Got to give shout out to the Green student section. They're sitting right next to the Oxford student section. And they both have been coming up with some creative cheers. Yonner at the line. First shot in and out. Second shot coming for Peyton Yonner. Normally rock solid at the line, but tonight just has been a little off at the line, but she gets that one to go. She got 17. Makes it 48-23 with 53 seconds to go in the third quarter. I'm Nate Lull with you tonight here on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com, our free audio stream brought to you by SFCU. Oxford with the ball going right to left. Kelsey Jones to the top of the key for Maddie Barrows. Breaks down her defender behind the back dribble, takes it inside. Shot is off the right side of the rim. Ball loose, and the Trojans will scoop it up with 30 ticks left in the third quarter. Ahead now for Peyton Yonner. Yonner, the floater is good. I don't even know how she got that one off, and she hits it. 19 now for Yonner, makes it 48-26. Shot clock is off. Barrows can play for the last shot of the quarter here for Oxford if she wishes. Top of the key. They'll float one back to Denz on the left side. Bounce pass for Kayla Kelsey-Jones and picked up her foot, her pivot foot, and traveled. So 3 seconds left, and Green will have the ball. Oxford hustling back on defense here, trying not to give up a deep three. It's going to be a half-court heave for Peyton Yonner. No. 3 quarters in the books. Oxford girls still in control. 48-26. Fourth quarter coming up. I'm Nate Lowe on WCDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all of your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Start of the fourth quarter live from Oxford Academy tonight. And the Oxford girls are 8 minutes away from pulling off a stunner here tonight against the Green Trojans. I mean, we knew this game could go either way. Two very talented teams, but I was thinking it was going to be a 2 or a 4-point game. But instead, it's the Oxford girls leading 48-26 here on their home floor at Oxford Academy. Green with the basketball going left to right. Time is of the essence now. Here is Yonner with a floater in the paint. Too strong and a rebound for Kelsey Jones. Outlet pass for Maddie Barrows. In transition, Barrows has 18, wanted more, but gets stripped by Lila Beifeld. And gets it back to Peyton Yonner, who comes across the midcourt timeline. And Yonner gets to the foul line and gets the shot to go. 21 points now for Peyton Yonner. Makes it 48-28 with 7:15 to go in the fourth quarter. Does Green have a magical run, or will Oxford just continue to pump the gas and put the icing on the cake? It's going to be a traveling violation here on Oxford as Manwaring shuffled her feet with 7:05 to go in the fourth. Thanks for tuning in tonight. We'll have a boys game tomorrow night with Deposit Hancock visiting at Unitego Franklin. That game will be at Unitego tomorrow. 7 o'clock tip. Peyton Yonner dishing one off. Green. Going back to Yonner on the interior. A little up and under. Blocked out of bounds by Kelsey Jones with 6:50 left. Still a 48-28 lead for Oxford over Green. Beifeld will look to get it in. Finds Peyton Yonner. No, too tall. Sails over her head and out of bounds. And we'll go back to the Oxford Blackhawks. And so down the floor now for Oxford. Ella Kelsey with 15 points. That's second on the team in scoring tonight. Dishes to the interior for Naomi Smith. I'll be curious. Does Oxford just want to work this ball around and try to milk some time? Pass down low. Kayla Kelsey-Jones, no. Out of bounds. Going back to Green. With 6.5 to go. Green needs some buckets, and they need it now. And so across the midcourt timeline comes Peyton Yonner. And into the right wing corner here for the Trojans. Molly Cornell to right to Beifeld. Back to Cornell for a long two, and she hits it. Cornell now with 4 points, makes it 48-30. Oxford leading the Green Trojans. Pass to the interior for Maddie Barrows. Turnaround shot, no on the baby hook, but she was fouled and will head to the line. Barrows one of the key leaders for the Oxford volleyball team, which defeated Unadilla Valley this past fall in the MAC championship game that was played over at SUNY Delhi. And a shot at the line here for Barrows is good. She has 19. And this same group of girls wants to try to replicate that success for basketball here in the MAC this year. Second one is good for Barrows. She has 20. Be interested to know what Maddie's at for points right now. She joined the 1,000-point club in a game at Green last year, late in the year, and she's got to be 1,300 points, 1,400 points, with probably probably 10 more games left in her career here at Oxford. Here's Peyton Yonner with a little up and under. Missed the shot, but again, is fouled, and will head to the line. We got 5:45 to go, fourth quarter. Our score 50-30. Oxford girls on top of Green. First shot for Yonner is in and out. And that's the type of night it's been. I feel like I've been saying that a lot lately on some of our broadcasts, but when you see a team that's just not having a night, that's just how it goes. Peyton gets the second one to go. She has 22. Makes it 50-31. Coach Gorton is putting some different pieces out there. I think this is a good time to try some different combinations, see what might spark your offense. That's tough. How do you stop that? Maddie Barrows just took a coast-to-coast into the teeth of a pretty good defense, laid it up and in to make it 52-31 with 5.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Green with the basketball to the high post now for Abby Yonner, and she's tied up and fouled by Maddie Barrows. Oxford has successfully taken away the Green high post game for a majority of the night tonight. Usually they can get it to Abby Yonner, who has pretty good height advantage at the foul line, and they're able to work from there. She's a good distributor of the basketball, but tonight Oxford's done a good job of closing off that pass and forcing things to the outside. Now they do go to Yonner on the interior, and she missed the shot. Kathy Butler, a rebound. Her shot won't go. And it's tapped back out to Peyton Yonner. Now Kathy Butler for a three. Hit the rim, no. Rebound for Kelsey Jones. And a pass ahead now for Maddie Barrows down the left side. Barrows to the high post. Will pull one back out. Dishes one into the corner for Bailey Cheesebro, who just came into the game. Provides some nice minutes off the bench for the Blackhawks. Barrows, a little take on the baseline, missed it. Ball loose underneath. We got a jump ball. Arrow keeps it with the Blackhawks with 4:45 left. No matter how this turns out, make sure you stay tuned for our postgame show coming up. We'll give out our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players of the game. We give two awards to the winning team and one to the team that loses here tonight. So Oxford just tried to pass that ball in. It was tipped and went right back out of bounds. This time it's going to go to Green. And so they'll look to walk it down the floor. With 4:40 left, chance of defense from the student section. And here is Butler on the right side. And Abby Yonner traveled. Tried to split through two defenders and traveled, shuffled her feet. So again, 4.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Makes it 52-31. And Oxford will bring her back down the floor, going right to left here in the white uniforms with the black and red trim of Maddie Barrows. Goes inside for Naomi Smith. Back to Barrows. Up off the glass and good. Barrows with 24. And Oxford leads 54-31 as we come up on 4 minutes to go in the fourth. Trojans with the basketball. The green uniforms, the white trim. They go inside for Abby Yonner. Missed it. And a rebound for Maddie Barrows. That one hung on the front of the rim, which it felt like an eternity, and then it wouldn't go down. Again, with just about 4 minutes left here in this fourth quarter, I'm Nate Lull. Glad to have you along. Jim Tomeo is our in-game producer back in our Sydney Main Street studios. Always appreciate Jim's hard work. Here's Ella Kelsey to the rim. Missed it. Rebound for Smith. Back out Barrows for a three. Yes, rattles it home. Barrows has 27. We said in the pregame, if you can get Maddie Barrows to the 20-25 range, really, really tough to beat Oxford. And when you have somebody like Ella Kelsey chipping in 15. That just adds to it. Shot here for Green is no good. A rebound for Claire Flanagan, and she's fouled underneath with 3.5 to go. Our score, 57-31. Oxford leading undefeated Green. Green comes in 14-0. They're state ranked. And you know, if the Trojans do go on to lose this game, as Coach Gordon has put everybody in now, Peyton Yonner out of the ballgame, maybe this is something that wakes the Trojans back up, sparks them for the rest of the season. Still a very, very good basketball team. You never know how a loss is going to hit a team, but this could definitely be a motivating factor. Now, if Oxford wins here tonight, the division crown is still up for grabs. And so Green with the basketball. Right to Beifelt. Three ball. Yes, Lila Beifelt. Hits that from downtown. Makes it 57-34. And the Blackhawks are across midcourt. And they go to Barrows, right side. Interior pass for Smith. It's good. Good power move by Naomi Smith. Hits it with 2:55 to go. It's 59-34. Oxford girls leading Green. Beifeld on the left side now as Green goes left to right. They find Emma Rice, and she stripped the basketball with 2:40 to go, and Oxford will get it back. And here is Maddie Barrows on the left side. Barrows hands it off into the breadbasket here of Ella Kelsey. They're going to try to choose some clock up with some handoffs here. Down interior pass for Barrows, back out Kelsey, 10 on the shot clock, a little runner for Ella Kelsey, no, gets her own rebound and scores. Great effort by Ella Kelsey, and she's got 17. 61-34, Oxford girls on top. Three in the right corner now for the Green girls from Dakota LeBlanc, won't go down. And Barrows again down the floor with 2 minutes left. Oxford can smell it now. On their way to a potentially huge victory that would shake up the MAC world. One of those nights where my phone starts to blow up. What was that score? That's usually the texts that come in. Five on the shot clock here for Ella Kelsey. Into the corner. A jumper for Oxford is no good. Rebound Maddie Barrows. Tries a little up and under. Missed it. Kicks it back out for Ella. Off the initial miss from Taylor Smith. And a timeout by Oxford. Minute and a half to go. Oxford girls lead Green 61-34. We'll be right back on CDO.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back. A minute and a half to go in the fourth quarter. And it's 61-34. The Oxford girls on top of Green. A tough night here for the Green Trojans. And the division standings are still going to be up for grabs if Oxford can hang on for the next 90 seconds. And this is what they wanted. They wanted another chance at Green to get them here on their home floor. They find a way to do it here tonight. And both divisions are still up for grabs. The other side, Unitego and Sydney, still have an opportunity. Pass to the interior is tipped by Emma Rice. And Oxford will hold on to the ball. It's great. Both divisions doing very well this year. I think Unitego and Sydney are going to have a good battle next week to decide the division there, and it should come down to Oxford and Green on this side, as it's been a great year, a lot of close games. Oxford with the ball into the far side corner now for Cheesebro, back to the top. They continue to work it around here with Taylor Smith. Smith to the left side for Finch, and it's going to be a shot clock violation here on the Blackhawks as both teams have some of their reserves into the ball game now. And a big night here for the Oxford Blackhawks. So make sure you stay tuned for our postgame show. We'll give out our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players of the game. And so Green to the right side. Lila Beifeld for three. Missed it this time. Out of bounds. Going to go back to Oxford. With 49 seconds left. And the Oxford student section pretty fired up over there. As Oxford will walk it back down the floor for one of the final times tonight. In a game that will shake up the MAC standings and the MAC world. Cheesebro, straightaway shot, in and out. And ball loose underneath the basket, and we're going to have a jump ball. With 33 seconds left, the Arrow will give it back to Green. Some big-time scores tonight. Peyton Yonner with 22 for Green, 27 for Madeline Barrows, 17 for Ella Kelsey, 7 for Abby Dens. Good balance scoring there for Oxford. A shot in the corner now for the Trojans. Won't go for Dakota LeBlanc. 20 seconds left. Oxford down the floor for possibly the last time tonight. Shot on the interior. Miss. Loose. Trojans come away. Across midcourt with 10 seconds left. Molly Cornell lost it. It was tapped away from behind. Oxford holds on. 5 seconds left. Finch pass to the interior, but it floats out of bounds with 2 seconds left. We'll have one last inbounds play here for the Blackhawks. No, it's going to go back to the Trojans. And the fans rise to their feet. Green is undefeated no more. Oxford 61, Green 34. Postgame show coming up on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Every day at NBT Bank, we focus our business around all the ways we can help yours. We're large enough to offer leading business and digital solutions, but local enough to ensure personalized one-on-one service. So turn to NBT Bank for a full range of business solutions, like capital and treasury management services, even fraud protection, and see how NBT Bank is just the right size to help you do big things. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more and start a conversation. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back one last time to Oxford Academy. Our final score here tonight, 61-34, the Oxford girls defeating the Green at Trojans. Again, 61-34. Here's our scoring summary. First for Oxford, 27 points for Madeline Barrows, 17 for Ella Kelsey, 7 for Abby Dens. All 7 of those points for Abby Dens in the first quarter when Oxford just came out absolutely on fire. 4 points for Kelsey Jones, 4 for Naomi Smith, and 2 for Ava Benjamin. On the other side for Green, a team high, 22 points for Peyton Yonner, 4 for Molly Cornell, 2 for Cassie Butler, 3 for Lila Beifeld, 2 for Callie Knapp, 2 for Cassie Butler, 1 for Abby Yonner. Let's get into our 3 awards here tonight. As again, before I forget, the first loss on the season for the Green girls. They fall to 14-1. First up is the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, of course brought to you by NBT Bank, always supporting local high school sports here on WCDO. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served the area's financial needs. NBT Bank for everything that counts. 27 points tonight for Madeline Barrows. Started a little slow, but once she heated up, boy, she really got it going. An easy choice tonight. Madeline Barrows is our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award winner. Next up is the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO, and they wish our local teams success this season. 17 points tonight for Ella Kelsey, We will give her the Mirabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. She was tough from start to finish. A lot of steals in that first half and early into the second, where she just took over the game and got Oxford some breakaway layups. That was a really big piece of pushing that lead ahead. Lastly tonight, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award is brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. 22 points tonight for Peyton Yonner. She continued to do great things here tonight and was really doing an excellent job of getting down the floor and trying to keep Green in this ball game. But it was just too much Oxford here tonight. But we will give Peyton Yonner our All-Purpose Award. We'll give Maddie Barrows our offense award and the defense award to Ella Kelsey here tonight. Big thank you to Jim Tomeo. He's our in-game producer back in our Sydney Main Street studios. We'll be back on the air tomorrow night when the Unitego Franklin boys host Deposit Hancock for a 7 o'clock tip-off at Unitego. Again, a big thank you to Jim Tomeo. I'm Nate Lull. Final score tonight, 61-34. Oxford girls hand Green their first loss of the season. And we'll see you tomorrow night on WCDO Sports.
Great music, informative news, and local information. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.